Welcome to the Print Pod. I am Rishika Sadam and I bring to you the podcast version of the story that I have been tracking on the encounter of the accused in Hyderabad's gruesome rape and murder from 2019, a case that led to a huge outrage across the nation. The Supreme Court on Friday transferred proceedings to the Telangana High Court in the alleged encounter killing of four people. That's Mohammed Arif, Jollu Naveen, Jollu Shiva and Chennakeshavulu, accused of raping and murdering a 27-year-old veterinary physician in Hyderabad in 2019. The top court also rejected the Telangana government's request to keep sealed the report of an SC-appointed inquiry commission probing this encounter and ordered for the report to be furnished to all parties related to the case and also make it public, adding that the High Court would now decide on the further course of action based on the report. Now, what becomes crucial here is, what did this three-member panel, which was headed by former Supreme Court Judge Justice V.S. Sirpurkar, find? The panel's final report submitted to the top court says the probe revealed that the encounter was fake. Refuting the claims of the police, the panel concluded that the cops deliberately fired at the accused with an intent to cause death of the accused and with the knowledge that the firing would result in their death. The commission also said that all the 10 police officials who were at the spot should be tried for murder and destruction of evidence in furtherance of common intention. That's offences under Section 302, 34 IPC and 201. The commission also pointed out several other observations, more like reasons as of why they concluded this entire encounter as a deliberate move by the police and how the police version appears to be concocted and unbelievable. The panel said that the police contradicted their own statements on how the pistol was snatched, how did the accused manage to throw soil in the cop's eyes while handcuffed, adding that it would be highly improbable that accused would fire towards a police party while running, as they would either run away or stand and fire at the police party. Now, just a quick background information. The police in all of their statements and affidavits filed in 2019, that's post the encounter, claimed that the accused were taken to Chattanapalli area, which is in the outskirts of Hyderabad, for reconstruction of crime scene and also to recover a few items which they allegedly hid in that dense bushy area. The accused, while handcuffed, allegedly threw soil in the eyes of the cops, snatched weapons from them, tried to run away, and despite the cops asking them to surrender, they did not stop and instead started firing at the cops, which is when they had no option but to fire back at them, which resulted in their death. This is exactly what the police version said. It's like a rough summary of what the police version said in their multiple affidavits. Several statements made by the police in their affidavits were sort of dissected through the probe, and the commission had cross-questioned the cops over the same and made relevant observations. For instance, the commission noted how the police claimed that the 9mm pistol was snatched from one of the officials, and this exact statement was contradicted by other officials in the team. The witnesses had claimed that they had seen the pistol being snatched and in some instances went against their own statement and said that they had only heard the shout that the pistol was snatched. The official who claimed that his pistol was forcefully taken said the weapon was snatched but the pouch was intact on his belt. The commission said it wondered how was that possible, because this would require the pouch to be opened and the pistol taken out while the pouch was still hooked to the belt of the official, further adding that how the hospital reports and police reports show that the same pouch was recovered from multiple places after the encounter. As many as 54 witnesses were questioned as part of the inquiry over a period of 47 days. This also included 15 policemen. Now, back in November, I had reported on how there were seeming gaps in the police official versions on what happened on the day of encounter. Most of the times, the police peppered their responses with, "I don't know," "I cannot say," and "I do not remember," when the commission cross-questioned them. In fact, a certain police officer also said that he fainted when he heard the gunshot sound. When the commission pointed out lapses in the different statements filed by the police, some responded with that they did not know English. Now, coming back to what the commission observed in its final report that was sent to the Supreme Court, they pointed out how the accused, who were not familiar with the operation of firearms, managed to use a pistol that was in magazine load position. Now, magazine load position means that in order to fire the weapon, the pistol has to be cocked to chamber load by pulling the slide. Several photographs collected by the commission from the police and media did show that the spot of the incident was a fallow land covered with lush green weeds, and picking up soil from the ground is well nigh impossible. A handful could have been collected only by scraping the ground with some effort, but nowhere enough to simultaneously throw in the eyes of 12 persons so as to incapacitate them and attack them, is what the report also observed. Addressing the controversy over the age of three of the accused, the commission said that the school records and Aadhaar documents clearly show that three of them were minors. The panel also said that the police cannot take shelter under the exception of private defense. The commission, quote unquote, said just as mob lynching is unacceptable, so is any idea of instant justice. At any point of time, rule of law must prevail. Punishment for crime has to be only by the procedure established by law. After considering the entire material on record, we conclude that the deceased have not committed any offence in connection with the incident on 6-12-2019, that's December 6, 2019, like snatching the weapons, attempt to escape from the custody, assaulting and firing at the police party. The commission also observed that constitutional rights of the deceased suspects at the time of the arrest have been violated. Well, these are some of the key reasons listed in the 387-page final report that was submitted to the top court on why the panel thought that Hyderabad cops should be tried for murder. We did try to give you a brief summary of the same. Thank you for listening to the Print Pod. We will be back soon with another episode.